那么今天我要开始讲这个但以理书。
Today I'm going to begin to talk about Daniel.
那么但以理书基本上有12章。
It has 12 chapters.
是不是12章？看看。啊，是12章。
12 chapters.
啊。但以理书是我在旧约圣经里面最喜爱的一本书。
Daniel is my favorite book in the Old Testament.
因为但以理书讲到过去，也讲到将来要发生的事情。
Because Daniel speaks about what happened in the past and also what will happen in the future.
有时候你读但以理书的时候，你读到一半的时候，你就很难明白但以理在讲什么。
A lot of times you read through Daniel halfway and you find that it's really difficult to understand.
但是这次我要冲到前线那边把它讲到12章。
I'm going to preach on all 12 chapters.
首先让我们来看今天的经文，但以理书第一章第一节到第21节。
But first, let's look today at Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 to 21.
我只是用中文来看这段经文，如果你看英文的，跟着一起看。
I'm only going to use Chinese to read it. If you read in English, read along.
但以理书第一章第一节，犹大王的耶雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒王来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。主将犹大王耶雅敬必神殿中器皿的几份交付他手，他就把这器皿带到斯拿地，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的库中。王吩咐太监长亚斯比拿从以色列人的宗室和贵胄中带进几个人来，就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问，知识聪明，具备诸能，侍立在王宫里的，要教他们加勒底的文字言语。王派定将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒每日赐他们一份，养他们三年，满了三年，好叫他们在王面前施力。他们中间有犹大族的人，但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚。太监长给他们起名，称但以理为波提沙撒，称哈拿尼亚为沙德拉，称米沙利为米沙，称亚撒利亚为亚伯尼哥。但以理却立志不以王的膳和所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。神使但以理在太监长前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。太监长对但以理说，我惧怕我主我王，他已经派定你们的饮食，倘若他见你们的面貌比你们同岁的少年人肌瘦，怎么好呢？这样你们就使我的头在王那里难保。但以理对太监长所派管但以理派管理但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚的委办说，求你试试仆人们十天，给我们素菜吃，白水喝，然后看看我们的面貌和用王膳那少年人的面貌，就照你所看的待仆人吧。委办便允许他们这件事，试看他们十天，过了十天见他们的面貌比用王膳的一些少年人更加俊美肥胖。于是委办下去派他们用的膳饮的酒给他们 出差时，这四个少年人神在各样文字学问上赐他们聪明知识，但以理又明白各样的意象和梦兆。尼布甲尼撒王预定带进少年人来的日子满了，太监长就把他们带到王面前，王与他们谈论，见少年人中无一人能比但以理、哈拿尼亚、米沙利与亚撒利亚，所以留他们在王面前吃力。王拷问他们一切事，就见他们的智慧聪明比通国的术士和用法术的胜过十倍。到基鲁士王元年，但以理还在。我第一次接触到这个圣经和福音是在我念这个初中最后的一年。
The first time I encountered the Bible and the Gospel was in my last year of middle school.
那么当时我刚满16岁。
I had just turned 16.
那么从那个时候开始，我就按时读圣经和参加我家乡里面唯一的福音派教会。
From that time on, I regularly read the Bible and attended the only evangelical church in our town.
那么大约一年过后，我接受耶稣基督成为我个人的救主。
After about a year, I accepted Jesus as my Savior.
那么据我所知，那时信耶稣的人非常少。
According to what I know, the people who were Christians at that time were very few.
然后我居住的村庄大概有600多家人。
At that time, our village had about 600 families.
几乎每一家都是敬拜偶像的。
Almost every family was an idol-worshipping family.
然后村子里基本上没有基督徒。
Basically, there were no Christians in the village.
然后如果有的话，数一数啊。
If there were, it was only one or two.
所以那时我所知道的。
At that time, according to what I knew.
只有我家有基督徒。
Only my family had Christians.
也就是我哥哥跟我。
And that was only me and my older brother.
那么后来我进高中念书。
Later I went on to high school.
然后整个学校有500多位学生。
The whole school had more than 500 students.
那么这么多的学生只有几位基督徒。
Out of so many students, only a few were Christians.
所以我觉得自己是少数民族。
I felt like I was a minority.
我们身为一位少数民族。
Because I felt like part of a minority group.
我经常会经历到外来和内在那种压力。
I often felt pressure from without and within.
那么所谓外来的压力，就是指这些朋友的眼光，还有他们的取笑。
The outward pressure came from friends, funny looks, and teasing.
那么所谓内在的外力，就是这些外来的压力带给我里面的感受。
The inner pressure came from the feeling I got from the outward pressure.
然后因着这些压力，我不敢向别人宣布自己是基督徒。
Because of all this pressure, I didn't dare to tell people I was a Christian.
更不敢向别人传福音。
Let alone preach the gospel to others.
那么自从我接触圣经之后，
After I first encountered the Bible,
我就把新约圣经读了一遍。
I read the entire New Testament once.
那么除了读了新约圣经，我也选择读了旧约圣经里面一些书本。
In addition to the New Testament, I chose a few books to read from the Old Testament.
然后其中一本书就是但以理书。
And one of those was Daniel.
我对但以理书很感兴趣，那个时候。
At that time, I was really interested in the book of Daniel.
因为这本书谈到我的处境。
Because it talked about my situation.
我发觉到但以理也是一个少数民族。
I found out that Daniel was also a minority group, part of
it. 活在一个不信真神的一个社会里面。
He lived in a society that didn't believe in the true God.
但以理的处境比我的处境困难很多。
Daniel's situation was much worse than mine.
但以理是因为他的国家被敌人攻打。
Daniel, because his country had been attacked by enemies.
而且失去了自己的家园。
And they lost their homeland.
而被掳到一个完全不熟悉的文化和一个地方。
And they were taken as slaves to a completely unfamiliar country and culture.
然后这个地方不只是一个不熟悉的一个地方。
Not only was it unfamiliar.
而且是一个敬拜偶像的一个地方。
It was a place where idols were worshipped.
那么这个地方的王叫做尼布加尼撒王。
The king of this place was called Nebuchadnezzar.
啊，尼布加尼撒王是一位暴君。
Nebuchadnezzar was a tyrant.
所有的人必须要听他的吩咐。
Everyone had to listen to his commands.
啊，不然的话，命就不能够保留。
Or they would be killed.
那么虽然但以理活在一个不友善而且很恶劣的一个环境里面。
Even though Daniel lived in such a hostile environment,
我们看到但以理仍然持守着他的信仰。
He still held on to his faith.
无论这个环境多么的恶劣，
No matter how awful the environment was,
都不会做任何的妥协。
He wouldn't make any compromise.
那么从但以理书，我看到但以理是一个顺服神而且敬畏神的一个人。
And from Daniel, we can see the book of Daniel, we can see that Daniel was faithful and had a reverence for God.
那么同时我也看到但以理的生命是一个正直的一个生命。
I can see that Daniel's life was one of integrity.
所以我从但以理的身上学习了不少。
I learned a lot from Daniel.
啊，除了主耶稣之外。但以理是我的英雄。
Besides the Lord Jesus, Daniel is my hero.
所以今天的题目是一个不妥协的人。
Today's topic is a man who did not compromise.
而第一点就是他活在一个异邦的文化里面。
The first point is that he lived in a foreign culture.
所以当但以理被掳到这个巴比伦去的时候。
When Daniel was taken as a slave to Babylon.
他的年纪只不过是13岁或者14岁。
He was about 13 or 14 years old.
很多圣经学者都认为但以理应该是14岁。
A lot of Bible scholars believe that he was probably 14.
但以理不只是一个很年轻的一个小伙子。
Not only was Daniel a young lad.
也是一个相貌俊美的一个人。
He was also handsome and intelligent.
而且是一个聪明的人。
He was very intelligent.
因着他的优点，所以他被尼布加尼撒王看上。
Because he was so superior, King Nebuchadnezzar took a fancy to him.
所以在一章第三节到第四节这么说。
And verses 3 to 4 it says,
王吩咐太监长亚斯比拿从以色列人的宗室和贵胄中带进几个人来，就是年少没有残疾，相貌俊美，通达各样学问知识，聪明具备，只能私立在王宫里的。
Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, the chief of his officials, to bring in some of the sons of Israel, including some of the royal family and of the nobles, youths in whom was no defect, who were good looking, showing intelligence in every branch of wisdom.Endowed with understanding and discerning knowledge, and who had ability for serving in the king's court.
所以王的条件非常高。
The king's requirements were very high.
相貌要俊美。
They had to be good looking.
没有任何的残缺。
With no defects.
不单相貌要俊美。
Not only good looking.
也要有很高的 IQ.
They had to have a high IQ.
能够通达各样的学问和知识。
They had to show intelligence in every branch of wisdom.
然后除此之外，也要一个有很好人际关系的一个人。
They also had to be good with people.
这样的人真的是不容易找。
It's really hard to find this type of person.
但是但以理就是这种人。
But Daniel was just this sort of person.
但是当你把这个但以理书看完之后。
But when you read the whole book of Daniel,
你会发觉到这本但以理书没有强调但以理的优点。
You find that Daniel the book of Daniel doesn't emphasize Daniel's superiority.
但是却谈到但以理对神的敬畏还有他的顺服。
But it rather talks about Daniel's faithfulness and reverence for God.
所以尼布甲尼撒王不单选了这些优秀的人。
So not only did King Nebuchadnezzar choose these outstanding young men.
然后他也计划改变他们的思想还有他们的生活方式。
He also wanted to change their way of life and their thinking.
那么首先尼布甲尼撒王要他们学一个新的语文。
First of all, King Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to study a new language and literature.
要教他们加勒底文字原语。
And he ordered him to teach them the literature and language of the Chaldeans.
那么一个人如果要融入一个新的文化。
If someone wants to assimilate into a new culture,
必须要学习当地的语文。
You must study the language of that place.
因为语文是一个资产，能够改变一个人的就业机会，还有他社交的能力。
Because language is an asset that can change a person's chance of finding a job and also of interacting with others.
如果语文能力不好的话，会影响到一个人在新的环境里面的生活。
If a person's language ability is poor, it really impacts their life in that place.
在美国有不少的移民。
There are many immigrants in the U.S.
因为语文不通，使到他们在生活上遇到不少的困难。
Who, because their language ability is not very good, they face a lot of problems here.
所以尼布甲尼撒王很聪明。
So, thank
you. He was very clever.
Oh, is he? No.
他让这些年轻人学习加勒底文。
He wanted these young men to study Chaldean.
就好像我在小学、中学一样。
Just as when I was in elementary and middle school.
必须要学习马来文。
I had to study the Malay language.
因为马来文是马来西亚官方语文。
Because Malay is the official language of Malaysia.
马来西亚政府知道语文能够带来给不同民族的团结还有和谐。
And the Malaysian government knew that language could bring solidarity among the people.
因此每一个人必须要学习这个官方的语文。
So everyone had to study the official language.
所以尼布甲尼撒王不只要他们学习这个加勒底文。
So not only did King Nebuchadnezzar want them to study Chaldean.
那么同时也要他们吃他所预备的食物。
He also wanted them to eat the food that he had prepared for them.
所以在第五节这里说王派定将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒每日赐他们一份养他们三年满了三年好叫他们在王面前施力。
The king appointed for them a daily ration from the king's choice food and from the wine which he drank and appointed that they should be educated 3 years at the end of which they were to enter the king's personal service.
所以尼布甲尼撒王要他们吃王所派定的食物。
The Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to eat the king's choice food.
养他们三年。
And to educate them for 3 years.
以致他们能够在王的面前施力。
So that they could serve in front of the king.
所以因着王的要求。
Because of the king's requirements.
但以理还有他的朋友必须要学习一个新的语文。
Daniel and his friends had to study a new language.
吃王所预备的食物。
And eat the king's choice food.
维持三年的时间。
For 3 years.
三年的训练大概好像我们去念大学一样。
3 years is almost like going to college.
然后世界上很多政府都知道。
In the world, many governments know this.
教育对国家的前途很重要。
The education is important for the prospects of the country.
尼布甲尼撒王也不例外。
Nebuchadnezzar was no different.
他知道训练这些年轻人会带给巴比伦王国很多的好处。
He knew that educating these young men would bring a lot of benefits to the kingdom of Babylon.
然后尼布甲尼撒王除了要但以理和他的朋友学习一个新的语文。
So King Nebuchadnezzar, in addition to having Daniel and his friends study a new language, and
吃他所预备的食物。
And eat the king's choice food.
他要他们改变他们的名字。
He wanted them to change their names.
但以理和他的朋友都是犹太人从这个耶路撒冷被掳到巴比伦去。
Daniel and his friends were Jews had been taken from Jerusalem to Babylon.
除了但以理圣经里面也说其他的朋友他的名字叫做哈拿利亚 米沙利和亚撒利亚。
So besides Daniel, his three friends were named Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
所以丹尼利和他们的朋友的名字都有他们的意思的。
Daniel and his friends, their names had meanings.
那么丹尼利他的意思就是神是我的审判啊判断者。
Daniel's name means God is my judge.
啊，哈拿尼亚是慈悲耶和华。
Hananiah means Jehovah is gracious.
米沙利是谁像这位神
？Mishael means who is like God.
亚撒利亚是耶和华是我的帮助。
Azariah means Jehovah is my help.
所以当这四位犹太人进入王宫里的时候
，When these four Israelites entered the king's palace，
然后他们的名字被改变了。
Their names were changed.
所以太监长给他们起名。称但以利为波提沙撒，称哈拿利亚为沙德拉，称米沙利为米撒，称亚撒利亚为亚伯尼哥。
Then the commander of the officials assigned new names to them, and to Daniel he assigned the name Belteshazzar, to Hananiah Shadrach, to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego.
那么这些被改变的名字跟他们原来的名字完全是相反的。
These new names were completely the opposite meaning of the old names.
因为原来的名字跟耶和华神有密切的关系。
Their original names had a close relationship to Jehovah God.
但是这些被改变的们跟尼布甲尼撒王他们所敬拜的偶像有关系。
But the new names were related to King Nebuchadnezzar and the gods that they worshipped there.
那么在我念大学的时候，我有好几位从印尼来的朋友。
When I was in college, I had many friends who were Indonesian.
啊，他们都是华人。
They were all Chinese.
啊，他们的名字被改了。
But their names had all been changed.
我们在六十年代的时候。
In the 1960s.
因为印尼受到这个共产党思想的影响。
Because Indonesia was facing influence from communist ideology.
然后使到国家陷入一个危机。
And it caused them to go into crisis.
因此，印尼政府不允许所有的华人。学习这个中文。
So the Indonesian government did not allow ethnic Chinese to study the Chinese language.
并且需要他们的名字改成印尼名。
And required them to change their names to Indonesian names.
所以这些名字就好，这些人他们的名字就好像丹尼里啊和他三个朋友的名字被改变一样。
So these ethnic Chinese were just like Daniel and his three friends who had their names changed.
所以一个不妥协的人，第二点是没有被这个文化改变。
So a person who does not compromise, the second part is they are not changed by the culture.
所以虽然但以理活在这个异邦的文化里面
，Although Daniel lived in this foreign land,
没有受到这个文化的影响
，He was not influenced by the culture.
而且使到他的信仰被改变。
So that his faith was not changed.
所以当但以理和他三个朋友来到巴比伦的时候
，So when Daniel and his three friends came to Babylon,
他们必须要面对三个改变。
They had to face three changes.
第一个改变就是要学习一个新的语文。
The first change was to study a new language.
然后第二个改变就是吃不同的食物。
The second change was to eat different food.
第三个改变就是他的名。他们的名字要被改变。
The third change was their names were changed.
那么从这三个改变当中，其中一个改变是但以理不能够妥协的。
Out of these three changes, there was one on which Daniel would not compromise.
也就是吃王所预备的东西。
And that was to eat the king's choice food.
所以但以理他愿意学习一个新的语文。
Daniel was willing to study a new language.
他也愿意改名。换姓
He was willing to change his name.
但是他不愿意吃王所预备的食物。
But he was not willing to eat the king's food.
所以第八节说，但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
But Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself.
我们请注意这节经文的两个字。
And pay attention to these words, a few words from this verse.
也就是立志。
And that is made up his mind.
英文圣经 NASB 把它翻译成 make up his mind.
That's the English translation.
但以理立志不以王的食物来玷污自己。
Daniel made up his mind not to defile himself with the king's food.
那你可能会问，为什么但以理愿意学习一个新的语文？
So you might ask, why was Daniel willing to study a new language?
愿意改名换姓。
And he was willing to change his name.
但是却不愿意吃王所预备的食物。
But he was not willing to eat the king's choice food.
但以理不吃王所预备的食物是因为违反了他自己的信仰。
Daniel was not willing to eat the king's food because it violated his faith.
和违反了摩西的律法。
And it violated the Mosaic law.
因为神曾经借着摩西吩咐他们说，你们不可以敬拜这些假神。
Because God had told the Israelites through Moses that you cannot worship other gods.
我在出埃及记第34章15节记载说。
In Exodus 34:15, it's recorded.
只怕你以那地的居民立业，百姓随从他们的神，就行邪淫，祭什么？祭祀他们的神，有人叫你，你便吃他的祭物。
Otherwise, you might make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they would play the harlot with their gods and sacrifice to their gods, and someone might invite you to eat of his sacrifice.
所以，神吩咐以色列人不单不可以敬拜偶像。
So not only did God tell the Israelites they could not worship idols,
也不可吃献给这些假神的祭物。
They also could not eat food that had been sacrificed to the idols.
神的子民应当不应当与这些假神有任何的关系。
God's people shouldn't have any kind of relationship with these.
如果一个人吃这些献给假神的祭物，就代表他随从这些假神。
A person who ate food sacrificed to the idol meant that that person was following that false god.
因为十诫里面有一句这么说。
Because there's a verse that says,
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
那么在第三条诫命也说。
And the third commandment says,
不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是祭血的神。
You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God.
所以但以理不吃王所预备的食物。
So Daniel would not eat the king's choice food.
因为这些食物曾经献给这些假神。
Because this food had been sacrificed to these false gods.
那其实这个问题不是出现在但以理的时候。
Actually, this problem just wasn't one that occurred in Daniel's time.
那么今天有不少的基督徒特别活在一些拜偶像的社会里面的基督徒。
Actually, today there are many Christians, especially those living in societies where idols are worshipped.
也面对同样的问题。
They also face the same problem.
然后这些基督徒，特别他们的父母亲不是基督徒。
For these people, especially when their parents are not Christians.
而且是拜偶像的。
And their parents worship idols.
必定会面对好像但以理所面对那个问题。
They will face the same problem Daniel faced.
不吃家人，特别在过年的时候。
They won't eat their parents' food, especially at the Chinese New Year.
不吃他们曾经献过给这些偶像的食物。
They won't eat this food that had been offered to the idols.
所以使到家人生气。
And sometimes makes the family angry.
或者自己挨饿了。
Or they go hungry.
但是但以理不吃王的食物。
But Daniel did not eat the king's choice.
虽然他坚持不吃。
He was determined not to eat it.
我们看到圣经里面说他没有用强硬的方法。
But the Bible says that he went about it in a diplomatic kind of way.
所以他求这个太监长给他一个选择。
He asked the commander of the officials to give him a choice.
让他和他三位朋友吃这个素菜还有喝这个白水十天。
He asked them to let him and his three friends eat only vegetables and plain water for 10 days.
然后再看看他们的相貌。
And then see what they look like.
如果那个面貌比不上这些少年人的话， 那就由这个太监长做决定了。
So whether they looked better or worse than the other young men, the commander of the officials could decide.
那么从这里我们看到但以理是一个有智慧的人。
We can see from here that Daniel was very wise.
并且对神是一个有信心的人。
And he had a lot of faith in God.
他相信神会为他开路。
He believed that God would open up a way for him.
然后同样的，当我们在生活里面遇到困难的时候。
In the same way, when we experience difficulties in life.
我们应当好像但以理一样。
We should be just like Daniel.
相信神会为我们开路。
Believe that God will open up a way for us.
所以因为但以理立志不吃王的食物来玷污自己。
Because Daniel was determined not to eat the king's food to defile himself.
那么神就使但以理在太监长面前蒙恩。
God caused him to receive favor and mercy from the official.
那么因此神为他开路。
And God, so God had opened up a way.
那么就如保罗在哥林多前书第十章第十三节所说
Just as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10:13
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的神是信实的并不叫你们所受的试探过于你们所能受的在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路叫你们能忍受得住
No temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it.
所以今天的题目是一个不妥协的人。
Today's topic is a person who does not compromise.
我们看到一个不妥协的人就是但以理他活在一个异邦的文化里面。
We saw that a person who doesn't compromise, that's Daniel, lived in a foreign land.
第二，他不受这个文化的影响而受到改变。
Second, he was not changed and influenced by that culture.
最后，我们看到一个不妥协的人被神看中。
And third, we see that a person who does not compromise is valued by God.
因为但以理顺服神，因此神被他开了一条出路。
Because Daniel was obedient to God, God opened up a way for him.
那神不单为他开了一条出路。
Not only did God open up this way for them,
还赐福给他。
He also blessed him.
所以在第一章第十七节这么说。
So in verse 17 it says,
这四个少年人，神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识，但以理又明白各样的意象和梦兆。
As for these four youths, God gave them knowledge and intelligence in every branch of literature and wisdom. Daniel even understood all kinds of visions and dreams.
那除了神赐给他们这些聪明和知识。
So not only did God give them knowledge and intelligence.
但以理能够明白各种各样的意象还有那些梦兆。
Daniel could also understand all kinds of visions and dreams.
但以理是一个顺服神、敬畏神的人。
Daniel was a man who was obedient to God and feared the Lord.
那么因此神重用他。
So God was able to use him greatly.
把这些明白各种梦兆还有意象赐给但以理。
He gave him this ability to understand all kinds of visions and dreams.
那么使到他能够为尼布加尼撒王解梦。
So that Daniel could explain King Nebuchadnezzar's dreams to him.
因为他为尼布加尼撒王解开了这个梦。
And because he could explain the king's dreams,
王封他为巴比伦王国的宰相。
The king appointed him as the prime minister of all Babylon.
那虽然神把这些福赐给但以理。
Although God gave this blessing to Daniel.
那么直到他成为巴比伦王国的宰相。
That he could be the prime minister of Babylon.
我们看到当我们看但以理书的时候。
When we read the book of Daniel,
他的生命没有一帆风顺。
We can see that his life was not smooth.
反而遇到不少的困难。
But rather, he faced a lot of difficulties.
但是我们看到神必与他同在。
But we see that God was always with him.
那么同样的，当我们顺服神、敬畏神的时候。
In the same way, when we're obedient to God and we fear the Lord.
生活不一定会很顺利的。
Our lives won't necessarily be easy.
有时候会遇到很多很多的困难。
Sometimes we face a lot of problems.
但是我们知道神必与我们同在。
But we know that God will be with us.
无论如何，神赐福给一个人，或者把这个苦难临到一个人的身上。
No matter what, even if God blesses a person or allows them to face suffering,
都是要因为要成全他的旨意。
It's all for the purpose of accomplishing His will.
所以神借着但以理完成他的旨意。
God used Daniel to complete His will.
把这些将来所要发生的事情显明出来。
To explain the things that would happen in the future.
因着但以理的缘故。
And because of Daniel,
借着但以理书
through the book of Daniel,
我们能够看到过去所发生的事情，并且能够看到将来要发生的事情。
We can see things that happened in the past, and we can also see what will happen in the future.
那么圣经讲到但以理活到八十多岁。
The Bible says Daniel lived to be over 80.
然后当这个巴比伦王国灭亡之后，但以理还活着。
When Babylon was destroyed, Daniel was still alive.
这里说到基鲁士王元年，但以理还在。
As it says here, and Daniel continued until the first year of Cyrus the king.
因为基鲁士王是波斯王其中的一个国王。
Cyrus was one of the kings of Persia.
那么后来神继续重用但以理。
And later on, God continued to use Daniel greatly.
但以理后来成为波斯王国的一位宰相。
And he later became a prime minister of Persia.
所以当神要使用一个人的时候，
When God wants to use someone,
他要使用一个顺服并且敬畏他的人的一个人。
He wants to use someone who's obedient and who fears him.
所以但以理是一个很好的例子。
Daniel is a perfect example.
那么圣经里谈到不少神的仆人。
The Bible talks about many of the servants of God.
这些仆人每一个都是敬畏神的人。
And they were all men who feared the Lord.
比如说挪亚、亚伯拉罕、约瑟。
For example, Noah, Abraham, Joseph.
摩西、耶稣亚、叶伯。
Moses, Joshua, Job.
大卫、先知以赛亚、以利亚、耶利米和等等其他的人。
David, the prophet Isaiah, Elijah, Jeremiah, and many others.
都是敬畏神、顺服神的人。
They were all people who feared the Lord.
所以虽然活在一个异邦的文化里面。
So even though living in a foreign country.
一个敬拜偶像的社会里面。
A society that worshipped idols.
但是我们看到但以理没有受到这些文化的影响。
But we can see that Daniel did notwas not influenced by this country.
改变了自己的信仰。
So that his faith was not changed.
反而我们看到，如果你把但以理书看完的话。
But we see that if you read the full book of Daniel.
他持守着他自己的信仰。
He maintained his faith.
而且他为神做美好的见证。
And his life was a wonderful witness for God.
所以但以理的榜样是你跟我要学习的一个榜样。
So Daniel's example is one that we all should study.
让我们一起来学习但以理。
And let's study Daniel together.
Let's 让我们安静在神的面前，用点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts and come before the Lord to think upon this, today's message. In our daily lives,
we
all experience the effects of this culture.
每一天，这个世界，这个价值观都在影响着我们。
We're all being influenced by this world and its value system.
那么，但是我们是否有好像但以理一样？
But can we be like Daniel?
立志坚持抵挡这个文化的冲击。
Make up our minds to block the attacks of this culture.
抵挡这个世界的价值观。
And keep out the value system of this world.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
帮助我们学习但以理的榜样。
Help us to learn from Daniel's example.
让我们持守着我们的信仰。
That we may hold fast to our faith.
让我们以你的话语来做我们生活的标准。
That your word can be the standard for our lives.
不做任何的妥协。
That we will not compromise in any way.
求主你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
让我们好像但以理一样。
That we may be just like Daniel.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Pray it in Jesus' name.
Amen.